Marquise, top of the circle to Leif Bouger, left side to Cockfield. Crosses through a couple of defenders, all the way to the hole. Score the basket, and he's fouled.
And we welcome you back into Las Pizza, 906 Southwest Drive in Jonesboro. We're live with the Red Wolves on this Monday night all across the EAB. Red Wolves Sports Network from Learfield. St. Bernard's is the official health care provider of A-State Athletics. St. Bernard's Cancer Center features outstanding specialists, leading-edge technology, diagnostic procedures, and treatments all under one roof. Visit stbernards.info for more information. A lot to talk about as we take you all the way until 7 o'clock here on Live with the Red Wolves. We're going to be visiting with A-State Senior Tristan Wally coming up here in the next 20 minutes or so. But right now, I want to welcome in for the first time tonight the head coach of the Red Wolves, Mike Bellotto. How you doing, Coach?
Hey, Matt. How you doing? Thank you so much, guys.
Good crowd once again out here at Lost Pizza. And we got a few questions to get to about technical fouls and such, but we'll get around to that.
Let's do it. I can't wait.
We'll start off, as we always do, we look back at last week, and you know, the week started off good. You played Thursday night at home against Appalachian State, an 82-81 overtime victory against the Mountaineers. I want to talk about the game, but there was a very special look for your team for this particular game, and your coaching staff had T-shirts made. I think they came in the day before the game on Wednesday. They said, fight like Wendy, in support of Wendy Anderson and her continued fight against cancer. And I know the players wore those as well during pregame warm-ups. And that meant a lot to you guys as coaches and to the players as well.
It did. It was a special time to, you know, try to give a little bit of strength and prayers to Wendy, who's been going through a rough time. And Blake is such a good guy and a good coach. You know, he's family to us. We're all family together if we work for this university. And, you know, Wendy's a great woman. And it was actually the players, Matt, that actually came and said, Coach, can we do something special for Coach Anderson's wife? So we had those shirts made. They wore for warm-ups. We wore for the game. And it was basically just to show our appreciation for her, fight, and be there and let her know that we're with her along the way.
Yeah, it was a very different look because you had the T-shirts that you were wearing. It was also Coaches versus Cancer Week, so you were wearing tennis shoes as well. I'm sure that's about as comfortable as you've ever been on a sideline.
The only time I was more comfortable was in the wrestling ring when I had the jogging pants and the shirt. But if I could coach like that all the time, it'd be great. I get a lot more movement in my body.
And one more thing about that. You know, John Beck-Kush was our player of the game that night, and we were talking to him afterward, and he said, you know, this meant so much. We wanted to win this game for Wendy Anderson. He said the guys actually had a group text, the players did, the night before, and saying, hey, we really need to win this ball game for her.
Yeah, they're such good kids. You know, they in the pregame speech, I always get them fired up about the game coming up, and what they said to me was, Coach, you don't need to say anything tonight. This game is for Coach Anderson's wife, for Wendy. So that's all we said. You know, the locker room erupted, and we went out, and we got down, but we came back and won the game.
We're live with the Red Wolves here at Lost Pizza. Yeah, for the game itself, you're down 18 in the first half. It was, you know, 36-18 Appalachian State at one point. You get it down to 9 at the intermission. How was your team able to come back and win in overtime?
Well, I'll say, you know, it's a maturity on their part. You know, if we've all us fans, obviously, if you watch teams in the past, it would have been a bad night if you get down 18. But this team is resilient, you know, and we shouldn't have gotten down that much, but they fought back. They stuck with the system, stuck with the scouting report, and it was a hard-fought win, and they deserved to win that one.
A couple of guys in particular I want to talk about from that Appalachian State game. Ty Cockfield had a big night. He had 32 points in the win, and then – you know, the guy we mentioned just a moment ago, John Beck-Kush, and, you know, he's played the last few weeks, but he's still coming back from that high ankle sprain, which kept him out 8 games this season. But he had 13 points and a season-high 9 rebounds in that one. And really, you know, he was the X factor for you in that one.
He was. You know, Ty did what Ty does. Obviously, 32, got to the line a bunch. I thought that night they were making good calls on him driving to the basket and him getting what he gets in the lane. But JB stepped in and changed the entire game. You know, he came in and we put him at the 4 spot, at the 3 as well. And I thought his rebounding, his energy, and he had a kind of a calmness to him. You know, he slowed everything down, made some good plays. And, he was really, really big, especially late in the game when we needed some buckets. He went and got some huge rebounds for us.
It was a very obscure ending to that ball game.
I've never seen anything like that.
All right, now I'm going to recap it.
Go ahead. I got it in my mind. Ask me. I got it right here.
Okay, so you're up one. It's 80-79. App State takes a shot with less than 2 seconds to go. JB gets the rebound on the baseline. The clock is showing 0.6 seconds, and then a technical foul is called. Now, JB was fouled first.
Before the technical.
So he was going to go down and shoot two free throws, but a technical was called on JB. Because that was also his fifth personal foul, Tristan has to come back in the ball game. He hits two free throws. You're up 82-79. They come back down, shoot two technical fouls, and two technical foul shots. They make it 80-81, and all of a sudden, because of the technical, they have a chance to inbound with 0.9 seconds remaining and try to win the ball game. Now, I thought you made a great move bringing in Shaquille O'Fritz and him at 6'8", and that big long frame, able to get a deflection, and they weren't able to get a shot off in time. But talk about that wild sequence there at the end.
Well, I can remember we had a very, very good defensive sequence. We stopped them. They missed a shot. JB dove for the loose ball off a rebound. He gets it. He's got three guys piled up on top of him. So the play is blown dead. So my point is, why aren't the three guys getting off him off the floor? Well, the kid is in a game in a battle, so he's trying to get up. He's flailing his arms trying to get three guys off. And for some obscure reason, they call a technical foul on the kid when he's just trying to defend himself, in my opinion. But, hey.
What was the explanation to you, though?
I didn't get one. I was told by Tony Green, son, go back to your bench. And when he called me son, I got a little upset.
You don't like that?
No. I said, I'm not your son. Thank God. Don't call me son ever again. I'm not a kid. But he didn't give me an explanation. So
now it's pretty typical though in a case like that. Anytime a technical is issued, especially against one of your players, that you get some sort of explanation.
Yeah, and I asked three times and I was ignored. But you know what? What I was worried about, not worried about. What I was just thinking about next was, you know, when I knew he fouled out, I looked at the bench and I saw Tristan and I said, I got 100% confidence in Tristan Wiley's going to get. And he hadn't played in like 8-9 minutes because JB was playing well and he started off early, had a couple fouls. But I had no question in my mind that Tristan was going to step up and make those two free throws. I looked right at him, I said, go make him, send us home. So it was a crazy sequence. I've never been anything a part of that, but I'm glad that it worked out in our favor.
All right. I mentioned Shaq got the deflection, and you told me this during the post-game show.
Yeah,
that sealed the win, but the team was also excited for another reason about that deflection.
Yeah, we want to get 35 deflections as a team for a game, and apparently going into that sequence, we had 34. So Shaq was determined to get us to 35, and I told him, Shaq, get on the ball and give me your best Bahamian jumping jacks you can. Just jump up and down and flail your arms, and he did that, and he got a deflection. We got 35, and we won the game with his Bahamian deflection, or Bahamian jumping jacks for that matter.
All right. That's a new term.
Pretty
I'm going to use that.
Bahamian
one.
Jumping jacks.
All right. A-State won that one 82-81 over Appalachian State. We'll talk about Coastal Carolina, technical fouls, all that kind of stuff when we come back. And Tristan Wiley's coming up a little bit later on in the program as well. We're live with the Red Wolves. Red Wolves basketball will continue in a moment.